In the spring of 1997, Loren Krueger used his tractor to shuttle his family through 3 feet of floodwater from the rural East Grand Forks home to reach the county road.
I knew my driveway was shot because of what I had been driving on it with the tractor in the water, and it needed to be rebuilt, and this was a feasible way to do that.
This means a phalanx of earth movers scooping, scraping, and shoving dirt into a clay dike around the Krueger's home. The dike is about 5 feet high, built 2 feet above the 1997 water level. It's about 6 feet wide at the top. Eventually, his driveway will be built over the top, with grass covering the rest of the dike to help prevent erosion. Krueger enrolled in a state-funded program started last summer to help rural homeowners and farmers build such dikes around their homes. Last fall, about 60 ring dikes went up. This fall, the Minnesota watershed districts in northwestern Minnesota hope to complete another 150. Dave Johnson is the Minnesota Flood Damage Reduction Grant Program hydrologist. He says while farm fields can come back from a flood, that's not so true of buildings and their contents.
When you look at protecting the farm site, you're talking about protecting, you know, in many cases, hundreds of thousands of dollars of equipment, grain storage bins, you know, which, you know, the crops every year are being protected, you know, while they're sitting on the farm site. So in the long term, you know, we're protecting, you know, the economy of that area.
More than 300 farmers are requesting ring dikes. Johnson says there isn't enough money to help pay for them all. The state has already pumped more than $2 million into the program. Johnson says he will be asking the Minnesota legislature for another $1.5 million. Tim Birchie with the Army Corps of Engineers says in a flat area like the Red River Valley, ring diking, rather than elevating or moving a home, is more effective for rural homeowners without affecting their neighbors.
The ring levee, because it's a circle and the water can come back, you know, on the downstream side or whatever, does has very little, if any, impact as far as raising stages in other areas. And so it's not one of those situations where, yeah, I'm going to protect you and the downstream folks are affected. Generally, ring levees don't have any effect of that kind, even the larger ones that are done in cities.
Visitors to Charlie Shaler's rural East Grand Forks homestead must now drive over the 6-foot-high dike, circling snug around his house, a Quonset hut, an old chicken coop, and several granaries. Shaler says looking out his window at a grass dike is a small price to pay, remembering the fight and eventual loss to the 1997 flood still brings tears.
It was not a good sight, but it happens, and life goes on. But I got this dike now. I'm set. I'll tell you, it's. I was very grateful because I never want to see it again.
The Red River crept over a low-lying bank less than a mile from Shaler's home. It may have come slowly, but it ruined the contents of his basement and the other buildings, causing more than $25,000 in damages. Shaler says he'll pay a tenth of that for the dike, which he says is a good insurance policy.
I would say it's an asset to my property. Rural areas around here, farmsteads are very hard to come by, and people love to live out in the country. It's a pretty spot. They got oak trees all over, and no doubt it's definitely an asset, that's for sure.
Should heavy rain cause water to pool inside the dike, special culverts will push it out. The ring dike building program is only available on the Minnesota side of the Red River. North Dakota farmers say they are envious of the program. Recently, the North Dakota Water Commission agreed to pay 25% of the cost of building 80 ring dikes around farmsteads north of Grand Forks. North Dakota Agriculture Commissioner Roger Johnson says he supports such a program, but members of the State Water Commission are hesitant.
They said, where does this end? I mean, if we start doing this, what's the total exposure that's possible? And will it be confined to the Northeast? Well, probably not. It's likely to go further south. And I'm not adverse to doing things to help protect property, as I have said. But we also need to look at what, you know, what resources do we have right now, and can we get this in a plan so that we can, in fact, budget dollars to do it.
Officials from North Dakota and Minnesota say they'll probably be asking their respective legislatures for more ring dike funding next year. Meanwhile, contractors are scurrying to finish the dikes planned for this season before the snow flies. If not completed, those dikes will be added to the long list of homeowners waiting for a dike to be built next year. I'm Hope Deutscher, Minnesota Public Radio.